I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 15th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 62 degrees.
Problem-free start to the morning drive right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth. We begin this hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Salt Lake City's new airport is open for business.
It's so much more lighter. Some beautiful artwork.
Salt Lake's new airport. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who's live on the scene at the new terminal. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the first phase of the new Salt Lake City airport officially opened about 2 hours ago. Now, just like at the old airport, you have people running around trying to get to their gates in time, while others made sure to leave plenty of time just in case of any speed bumps. This man is flying to St. George, but got here early to take pictures and also check out the artwork.
We have like 4 hours. We came early, deliberately, to walk through the airport.
In addition to the more modern look and enhanced visuals, he's also expecting it to be more efficient thanks to the redesigned layout and the expansive baggage system. The first concourse to open is Concourse A West, where Delta occupies 25 gates, including 6 international gates. In about 6 weeks, we'll see Concourse B West also open. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
If you're headed to the airport this morning, you're encouraged to do what that man did, get there early. Spokesperson Nancy Vollmer says the road leading to the new terminal is also new.
Do keep an eye out for the road signs coming into the airport because you'll be either dropping off passengers on the elevated roadway or you'll be going into the parking garage or, again, going to the economy lot.
Passengers get to security by taking several bridges from the garage to the terminal. If you get lost, airport ambassadors will be in place to point you in the right direction.
Construction of the new terminal wasn't really hampered by the virus. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports safety measures kept the project relatively virus-free.
Program Director Mike Williams says they were an outlier.
The Salt Lake County Health Department actually visited our job site 3 times to really understand what we were doing because we were really kind of the exception to the rule.
They had almost 2,000 working at their peak, and they were able to keep the COVID positive count at 7 people. That is until after the July 4th holiday, and that went from 7 to 75.
We had to reinforce, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Last week, their case count was down to just 5.
The health department reports nearly 40% of all new COVID-19 cases in the Beehive State are in Utah County. UVU alone has 186 active cases, including students and staff. Scott Trotter with UVU says they're reminding students about safety measures.
We're encouraging them, highly encouraging them, to do these same things off campus so we can keep the school open, we can keep face-to-face classes going.
The Utah County Health Department reports most of these new cases are linked to off-campus parties where mask wearing was not enforced.
Some judges in Utah's busiest courtrooms are starting to issue COVID warrants to give some defenders a nudge. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, back in March, some judges had to push back many hearings to focus on the bigger or more urgent cases, but now they do need to reach those people again who face those low-level charges. But maybe those people have moved or forgotten, or maybe they think their case was dismissed or canceled. So attorneys and judges in the 3rd District in Salt Lake, Tooele, and Summit counties came up with this idea of the COVID warrant. Is for $119, and that amount is a signal to officers if they come across these folks, it's not for an arrest, is to let them know they need to contact their attorney or the court and take care of that case. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We can expect the warmer than normal temperatures to continue through Thursday, but then we cool down into the 70s for the weekend.
I'm going to look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on our Saturday. I know it's the weekend, and we don't always like to talk about rain on our weekend, but in this case, it's been awfully dry lately, so We could definitely use the showers coming our way. Hopefully we'll get a decent amount of rain coming our way.
Grant says our normal high temperatures for the middle part of September are only in the 80s.
The Gulf Coast battens down the hatches. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Sally is arriving as a Category 1 hurricane this morning where Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama share the coastline. The mayor of New Orleans notes the slow movement of this storm.
We will see 24 to 36 hours of rainfall.
Up to 2 feet of rain in some areas. The hurricane crawling along at just 2 miles an hour. President Trump met with state leaders in fire-ravaged California yesterday. He saluted firefighters who rescued hundreds trapped by the flames.
We are proud of them.
Wow. But he also publicly disagreed about climate change being the cause of the fires that have now killed 36 people across the West. A peace deal is signed today between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. President Trump hosts the signing ceremony at the White House, leading Speaker Nancy Pelosi to tell CNN.
Good for him for having a distraction.
She says she's still waiting for a solution to the Palestinian situation. And the State Department issuing a travel advisory for China and Hong Kong, warning about arbitrary detention for violating arbitrary local laws. The warning claims Chinese human rights abuses. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.